How did you start going to, or when did you start going to Speaker's Corner? Did you?
Soon after I moved up to Croydon in 1959, I'd heard about it, so I went up, and it was a real revelation because my mother, being Irish, was a very devoted Catholic, and I went to Catholic schools. I was, you know, very brainwashed into believing everything that the Pope and the priest told us as being true. But when I started going to Speaker's Corner, I heard the free thinkers and atheists, and you know, they made me think again about whether all that I'd been indoctrinated into believing at school and at church, it was really true. And then I started going to museums and reading, and realised that there'd been so many different religions and all teaching something slightly different from the others. And I began to wonder, you know, maybe they're all wrong, and maybe the free thinkers and atheists are the ones who are right. And anyway, so Speaker's Corner became my open university. I learned a lot there, you know, listening to the political speakers and the atheists, etc. So, you know, it really cured me of all the brainwashing I'd had up until I was 19.